Let's talk for a minute about the development of early agriculture. Now, as you remember, when we talked about early man, they were hunters and gatherers. Hunters meant they hunted for food, they went and hunted for animals of different types, and gatherers meant they went and gathered all types of things that they could find in the environment, nuts, berries, roots, all types of things like that. And obviously, these nuts, berries, and roots and other things were things that you could stockpile up on a little bit, because often these were things that lasted a little longer than a piece of meat that got rancid or went bad in 3 or 4 days. Suddenly, someday, somebody had the idea, you know what? What if we help the plants a little bit? They produce for us, but what if we help the plants that we wanted to be really successful and produce for us to produce? Now, agriculture didn't start one day and suddenly there it was. It took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and it started independently in many places across the globe. But the general idea began to dawn on people that helping the plants that they wanted to be successful, succeed in life, would result in them having more food. And at first, it probably was nothing more than simply planting some seeds, and people moved on and they came back to find the plants that they had planted and to try to harvest from them. But over time, people began to realize that if you were there on a day-to-day basis and you helped the plants, that you would get even more. And if you're there on a day-to-day basis when you come back, somebody else hasn't stumbled upon what you started and profited from your work. And this is a process by which agriculture started. And so the first agricultural settlements were really just places where people chose a place they wanted these plants to grow and helped them. And sometimes that consisted of what was called slash and burn farming. And that meant you cut down the trees to create an open space where the plants you wanted to grow could grow. You burn the trees, and in the process of burning the trees, it was not only to get rid of the trees that were littering up the area, but they found that the ashes from the trees actually helped the plants grow. So you could cut down the trees, you could burn the trees, scatter the ashes around, plant your plants, and these plants were often cereal grains like oats and wheat and barley and rye. And you could plant these plants and they would grow, and then you would be able to harvest them and you would have the food. And that was the beginning, the very beginning of agriculture.